The Vox Markets Podcast with Justin Waite. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
And joining me for her three charts in 3 minutes, it's the Duchess of the Chart, not quite fully on the internet, just on the edge of it, sometimes dropping off it, sometimes climbing back onto it. You all right, Nick?
Yeah, very good, thanks. Still no internet, but good.
I'm not going to mention it. Don't mention the internet, Nicola. Don't mention it. Okay, Nick, the three charts we're looking at right now is, first and foremost, ECR Minerals. Had a bit of a run over yesterday, and I think it's up a little bit today. But what do you think about ECR?
Yeah, I like ECR. So ECR, you know, is made a really nice inverse head and shoulders bottoming pattern. The neck, you know, it's a kind of sloping neckline. And now we've broken above the 200-day moving average in the last week. We're a little bit overbought, and we're coming back to retest support. There's support at 1.6 and maybe a little bit lower down to 1.36. And then we should continue higher to 2.79. That means closing the gap from last July and at least back to those June 2016 lows. That's the first target. Second target's 4.1.
4.1, all right, okay, cool. Next one is they had their final results out today. It's EVRH, the virtual reality guys. So they've got, of course, deals with some record labels, and they've got, you know, built up a massive content bank of artists there. So what do you think is the chart looking like? Sorry, I got a ping then on my end. I got a notification via Vox, and that's somewhat distracted me. But EVRH, what do you reckon, Nick?
Now, EVRH, you know, corrections are very often two legs, and very often they're two equal legs, and that's what, up till today, EVRH has done. So at 8.9, it's made two equal swings lower from that early February high. So, and that's also the 30.2 from the 38.2 fib retracement from the December low. So if we're going to keep trending higher and we're going to see one more leg or a wave five, this 8.9 level is a really good place to do it from. You know, and the RSI has ticked down really nicely. So I would say 8.9, maybe the 50% retracement, which lines up with another 38.2 around 8. So I would say 8 or 8.9, if we're going to make another big push higher in EVRH, that's where we need to look for it to find support and turn higher. If we go below 8, I think that we're in a much deeper correction, and we're a very long way from the 200-day moving average at 4. So don't hang around if we go below there.
Okay, cool. And the last one is a nice rise yesterday. It's Strategic Minerals, SML. What do you think, Nick, on the chat?
Yeah, SML. So SML went back, you know, it hasn't been trading that long, but if we look at a weekly chart, you know, we see exactly the same picture that you really like to see in a daily chart. Really nice long-term building. This chart, this has been building an inverted head and shoulders bottom since 2014, you know, mid-2014. So really nice bottoming. And guess what? You know, if you go up to weekly, we've just got above, the last 3 weeks, we're just back above the weekly 200-day moving average, which is a really big deal. You know, they're big averages. The first time we bounced off it last October, you can see what happened. It was pretty ugly. So I like this one to continue high, but on a weekly, we're overbought as well. So that means that we're going to trade sideways for a little bit and gather some strength and work off those overbought conditions. But the first target is 3.5. The tricky level, what we need to see is a weekly close above 1, that big round number 1. If we do, the target is 3.5.
Marvellous. Thanks, Nick. Send me the charts and I'll put them on the company pages there at Vox, and also on the blog at voxmarkets.co.uk/blog. Thanks, Nick.
Bye.
The Vox Markets Podcast with Justin Waite. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
Sally from finance loves fly fishing. She used to spend her weekend surrounded by receipts. Then she switched her company to Ramp. Now, spend is all under control, all in one place. Her team submits their expenses with a text, and she can close the books without all the busy work. So Sally's weekends are all her own, surrounded by fish, not receipts. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.